So spoke she, and poured sleep upon his eyelids. And then the heavenly goddess departed to Olympus. But as the slumber seized him, freeing his heart from care, easing his members, his faithful wife awoke, and sitting up in her soft bed began to weep. When she had satisfied her heart with weeping, the royal lady prayed, and first to Artemis. O honored goddess Artemis, daughter of Zeus, strike now, I pray, an arrow in my breast, and take away my life this very instant. Or let a sweeping storm bear me its windy way, and cast me in the streams of restless ocean. As when storms seized Pandareus' daughters, whose parents gods had slain, and they were left at home as orphans, then goddess Aphrodite brought them cheese, sweet honey, and pleasant wine. Hera endowed them, beyond all other women, with beauty and understanding. Chaste Artemis gave stature. Athena taught them skill and honorable work. But while heavenly Aphrodite went to high Olympus to win the maids the final boon of happy marriage, a boon from Zeus the Thunderer, who understands all well, all fortunes, good or ill, of mortal men, the harpies swept away the maids and gave them over to be servants to the dread Avengers. Even so may those who have their dwellings on Olympus blot out me, or else may I receive a shaft from fair-haired Artemis, that I may go to my dread grave, seeing Odysseus still, and never gladden heart of meaner husband. Yet ills like these are bearable if, with a burdened heart, one weeps by day and then by night has sleep. For such an one forgets all good and ill when once the eyelids close. But as for me, heaven sends me cruel dreams. Again tonight there lay beside me one like him, such as he was when he departed with the army. My heart was glad. I said it was no dream, but truth at last. While she was speaking, gold-throned morning came, and as she wept, royal Odysseus heard her voice and mused a while. In his heart, she seemed to know him and to stand beside his head. Gathering up the cloak and fleece in which he slept, he laid them in the hall upon a chair, carried the ox-hide out of doors and spread it down, and with uplifted hands prayed thus to Zeus. O Father Zeus, if of good will ye gods have led me over field and flood to my own land, though ill ye brought me also, let someone now awake speak a good word indoors, and another sign from Zeus be given outside the house.